Welcome to the body scan. I would like to introduce some general concepts on doing this scan. One thing is to do this, if you can, when you're alert and not very sleepy, because often we associate relaxation with going to sleep. Try to arrange to do the body scan in a comfortable, warm room, in a comfortable position for you, perhaps sitting in an easy chair, lying on the floor or bed, or even standing. Wear comfortable clothing and have a soft pad or something to lay on. Try to do the body scan in a time that's set aside for you when you won't be disturbed, although being disturbed happens to be part of life and we have to accept that too. But this is a time for you, a time to relax, observe, and accept the feelings in your body. Although I'm going to tell you to relax, just let it happen. Just turning the attention to various parts of your body, you may notice that they naturally relax. Just accept what you are feeling. Don't try to feel anything you think you should be feeling. Just note things. Note the sensations, the coolness, the tension, the touching, and just let it be. You'll also note that your mind has activity. Just note that and gently return your attention back to your body. Just be aware of what you're feeling, what's happening. Just accept it. Accept the good feelings, the bad feelings, the pleasant and the unpleasant. Of course, if it gets too uncomfortable, you are free to move. So now, arrange to lie down, or stand, or sit in that comfortable position. And if you wish, you can allow your eyes to close. Place your hands along the sides of your body in a comfortable position. You can allow your feet to fall away from each other. And just notice how you're feeling and notice that you are breathing. Just experiencing your breath and the movements of your body as you breathe. Notice the air as it comes in your nostrils, goes down your throat, the rising and the falling of your chest and abdomen. As the breath comes in, and the breath goes out. Don't try to change the breath. Just experience it. Just experience your body breathing. And gradually, just imagine your body is getting heavier. And if you're lying down, sinking into the carpet or mat, if your mind should wander and you start thinking, just note that, accept that, and just gently move your attention back to your breath. As you note your body getting heavier and heavier, now shifting your attention all the way down from your breath into your left foot, down your thigh, your knee, your calf, and into your toes. Just shift your awareness into any sensations coming from your toes, your big toe, your second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and the fifth toe. And if you're not feeling much of anything at all, just note that. But you might notice touch, any coolness or warmth, any vibration. And the area between the toes, between the first two toes, and the next, and the next, and the next. You might notice that you know where your toes are. You know their position sense. You might try to breathe. And just breathe, imagining you're breathing in and out through your toes. Now, moving your attention from your toes and letting them go, and moving up into the bottom of your left foot. To the pads of your foot, to the ball of your foot, to the bottom of your heel, and the bottom of the arch of your foot. Just accepting, just noting. Just getting familiar with your body and appreciating the sensations it affords you. and moving gradually to the top of your foot. Just being present with the top of your foot. Perhaps the hairs touching something, temperature, position. Perhaps going into your foot and just feeling the bones and muscles, whatever's inside. And releasing the top of your foot and moving your attention to your ankle. Just knowing whatever you feel is okay. With all its joints. And how well it functions. Then shifting your attention into your left lower leg, to the front part of your leg, to the bones, and around to the back of your leg, the skin, subcutaneous tissue, the muscles and bones, state of relaxation. Notice any tension and any change in that tension as you shift your awareness to that part of your body. Moving on up now to your knee. The anterior part of your knee with the kneecap. Perhaps moving your attention into the knee joint, if you can, to any discomfort, to the back part of your knee, and moving now up into the upper part of your leg, in the anterior part of your thigh. Just let your attention rest on the area of your left thigh. Just allow it to be. Begin noticing any tension and breathing in and out of this part of your body. And shifting your attention to the back part of your thigh, to skin and muscles, to the bones, to the pressure of your thigh laying on the bed. Or if you're standing, the muscles shifting. And now, shifting your attention away from your left leg and into your right toes. You might notice any difficulty letting go of paying attention to your left leg. And shifting it into the right. noticing the big toe, second toe, third toe, the fourth toe, and the little toe. Again, just breathe in through your right toes and up in through your nose, and have the air come out. You can breathe in and out through your right toes. Again, just allowing your right toes to be experienced as your right toes. Breathing in, breathing out. And letting the feelings of your toes dissolve, you can move into the bottom of your right foot. Just shifting your attention into your bottom of your right foot. Noticing the different feelings or the lack of feelings. And now letting go of the sensations in the bottom of your right foot and shifting your attention to the top of your right foot. And just let it rest there. And when you're ready, moving your attention again into your right ankle. Perhaps letting it soften and sink into the floor or the bed. And moving your attention again into the lower leg. This very important part of your body, as all the parts are important and serve their function, often without much attention. Noting tension, temperature, superficial and deep structures. Perhaps noticing that you can shift your attention. This wonderful property that we can exercise. And on the out-breath, letting go of your lower leg sensations and moving your attention into your knee. The front of the knee, the back of the knee. When you're ready, shifting into your right thigh. Your anterior thigh. Perhaps moving your attention into some particular feeling you're having, tingling, coolness, touch. Feeling that sensation very individually and letting go and moving on to the posterior thigh, the inside of your thigh, and the outside of your thigh. Now, letting go of your thigh and moving into your pelvis, your hips or your legs attached to your pelvis, your buttocks pressing into the floor or bed perhaps, heaviness, pressure, moving your attention into the genital area, and the sensations or lack of sensations you may be having. And just moving your breath now into your pelvis, breathing in through your pelvis, breathing out through your pelvis. And now going deeper into your pelvis, into the muscles, and what sensations you can feel inside. Reproductive organs, bladder, your rectum, and just experience this wonderfully complex area of your body that serves you so well. Breathing in through your pelvis and breathing out. Then when you're ready, let go of the sensations in your pelvis and move your awareness, your attention into your lower back. An area which sometimes expresses our tension, our pain, our ability to stand upright. You might be feeling where it touches the floor, if it's tight. Just move your attention around your lower back. Breathing in through the back and out through the back. And again, letting go of the lower back and moving your attention upward into the upper back. The pressure on the floor. The movement with the breath. The attachment of the ribs to the spine. Again, noticing any tension, and just letting it be. Feeling yourself sink deeper into the bed or carpet or mat. Just allowing. Then moving around anteriorly to your belly as it rises and falls. Perhaps touches your clothes. expanding, contracting. Feeling your lungs expand into your abdomen, your diaphragm rising and falling. Not controlling it, but just letting your breathing happen. And moving into your chest. It's rising and falling. The air moving in and out of your lungs. Perhaps your heart beating. And working together, your heart and lungs are pumping blood and oxygen throughout your body. Your heart always pumping the blood to itself first and then to the rest of the body. Your lungs taking in the oxygen of the world, letting out waste products, some carbon dioxide, with each breath exchanging. With your chest moving out and in, coolness of the air, breathing just happening, now gradually just letting go of the sensations in your chest and moving into the fingertips of both hands. Perhaps you can feel the blood flow now in your fingertips. Feel the little fingers, the ring fingers, the middle fingers, the index fingers, the thumb, and the areas between each of them. Now letting go of your fingers and moving to the palms of your hands, the backs of your hands. The wrists, perhaps feeling the blood flow in your hands and wrists, maybe the pulsations. Moving now up into your forearms, the backs of the forearms. And the fronts. Position any heaviness, vibration, tension. Just experiencing your body as it is. And now expanding your field of awareness into your upper arms, noticing any particular sensitive or insensitive areas, and into our shoulders, Noticing any tension, which we frequently store in this area. And just breathing in and out of our shoulders. With every out-breath, just relaxing maybe a little bit. Breathing into the shoulder. And letting the tension dissolve. Breathing in. And breathing out. Just allow yourself to sink deeper into the floor or mat. Just relaxing. Being unguarded. Being safe in your body. Just experiencing. And if you should lose your attention into thought, just gently bring it back. And now moving your attention to the back of your neck. And into each vertebrae. Just moving up toward your head. Slowly. Moving into the anterior and sides of your neck, feeling the breath go through your throat, and noticing any sensation from the muscles, just letting it be. Now moving into the face, notice any tension you may have, any squinching in your face may indicate some residual tension. Moving your attention into your jaw and your jaw muscles. Noticing the feeling of breathing through your lips. Coolness. Any tension. Inside your mouth, your teeth, your tongue, your gums, the floor of your mouth, the back of your throat, and the roof of your mouth, and your teeth. And letting these sensations go. And moving into your nose. Coolness. Your breath. The warmth of the out-breath. The regularity or irregularity of your breath. and the outside of your nose, the skin. And your cheeks. And the feeling under your cheeks in the bones. And into your eyes, your eye sockets. Any tension and movement in your eyes. Position of your eyelids, the area between your eyes. And moving into your forehead and your temples, noticing any tension in this area, the muscles contracting or not. Moving into your ears, the curve of your ears, the inside of your ears. Moving into the sides of your head, perhaps the feeling of hair, of your scalp, and the top of your head. And any muscle tension you may find here. Perhaps again the feeling of your heart beating. And just being aware of your whole face and your head. Just noticing your breathing. And just moving again into your whole body. Noticing that you are embodied. Accepting your body, getting to know your body, letting your body be as it is, breathing in and out, perhaps imagining you're breathing in and out through your whole body, breathing in through your skin, breathing out through your nose. Breathing in through your nose. Breathing out through your skin. Perhaps breathing in through your feet. Breathing out through your hands. In through your feet. And out through your hands. Now in through your hands and out through your feet. Not forcing, just allowing. noticing that your mind is aware of this flow through your body, that you can move your attention from one part of your body, from one sensation to the other. And you can allow and relax. And let be. In stillness and relaxation. Perhaps sinking even deeper into the carpet and realizing your state of well-being, that you are whole and there is much more right with you than wrong with you. Breathing in and breathing out. And feeling the peace that is already within you. And notice that tapping into this stillness, these sensations, can be complete, and you are complete. And experiencing your body brings you into the moment right now, where all happens, and that is your home. Breathing in and breathing out. Now, turning your attention back to your body as a whole, perhaps moving just a little bit, opening and closing your hands, wiggling your feet, opening your eyes, and congratulating yourself on being so relaxed, on moving your attention, on experiencing yourself, and giving yourself permission to have this experience. And you may wish to remember what this experience felt like. And if you can, at least for a ways, take that feeling with you into the day.